time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
All right, let me find a place. That's why I was stalling before. All right, I had a feeling Kitty Patterson was going to be a jack of all trades. He's a host on Morning Glory here on 95 BFM. He's the drummer for Polyester. When I saw them at Laneway Festival, Kitty, you were showing off some pretty impressive vocal chops as well in the harmonies. And it also turns out that he has a solo project called Blush and joins us in studio for a live performance.
Hello.
Hey. You were surprised when I found out, when I asked you, right?
Yeah, I was.
I'd somehow sleuthed my way through.
I thought you were like the Nardwar of New Zealand, actually.
Because
surprisingly enough, the only thing that I've done under this project is one show at the Basement. And there's nothing out on the internet that's not public. It's a little solo thing that I got going. Yeah.
Cool. We'll talk about it more in a moment. Before we get into it, though, I just want to say thank you to you and thank you to your partner Corinne, because you've really helped us out. They've supplied some of the cameras that we're using to film this, and we'll use to film Bigfoot the Massive later in the show. So for that as well. My deepest thanks.
Oh, no problem.
All right, there's the hum of the microphone, so we'll just push that yellow one back in, and I'll get in position, and we'll be bloody good to go.
Thank you. kissing your lips, holding you tight. Oh, you're stronger than you know, and your face is starting to glow. Stick around and relax, what's the rush? We got nowhere to go.
The song was called Drive, and it was written back in 2016. I'm just tuning, sorry everyone. This next song's called 25, and it's quite personal, as is probably all these tracks. Yeah, hope you enjoy it though. Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Little hit, sorry. Get myself in the game. Little headphone feedback. Little fizz. Kitty, that was bloody lovely. Just want to take 2 moments. We'll just pause. Better turn that one on so you're not covered in reverb as well. 95BFM, Blush for Live and Direct. So how many instruments can you play?
Do you want to know how many I'm like trained in? Or just how many I can just play?
I do now.
Well, I'm actually not trained in any of them. Let's wind it back a bit. My first kind of musical, the first instrument I was taught to play was piano. My mum's ex-partner, who's like my fire, I call her my fire. She was in the kind of lesbian music scene, and she played in the Vibra Slaps. She played drums, and she's, you know, been here and there, and I think played in a few other bands. But she was kind of the foundation, as well as my mum, really. But she taught me piano, and that was kind of the first thing I learnt. And then I think it got to the point where I was just like,
feel free to take your guitar.
Oh, that's all right. That's right. I got to the point where I'm like, oh, this piano thing sucks. What am I doing? Because I'm like, you know, pretty young. And then I kind of stopped, which I totally regret because I think piano is amazing. And then at primary school, I learned guitar with my sister. First song I ever learned was 10 Guitars. Ooh, classic. And that kind of stuck. It was more like acoustic stuff that I was playing in primary. And then when I moved to Kaipara College, started high school, I kind of was introduced more to electric stuff. And actually in year 9, I started learning the drums, and at primary school had kind of delved into drums and was kind of, you know, playing really shitty like Green Day covers. And
we all started there.
And kind of wishing that I was a bit better. So then my mum's like, chuck in a couple dollars to the old local drum tutor, and his name's Paul. He was a lovely guy. Shout outs to him. And that kind of, I did that for year 9, and then I kind of stopped and kind of just continued that. At school, I was known as the drummer with a bit of guitar, which I kind of would. I don't know. It was interesting because I found myself to be a drummer and a guitarist, but I wasn't really doing that much guitar stuff at school. And just, I mean, singing's just been with me, I guess, since, it's always been, my family's pretty, you know, singing on the summer vacay and in the car type deal. And I was in choirs at primary school and, that kind of,
what are the go-to songs in the car?
In the car? Summer Holiday. We're all going on that one. That's like the song now. Whenever I'm driving anywhere with anyone, it just always pops up because we're just like maybe a couple hundred meters from the driveway. We'll just fucking start singing it, and just, you know. My mum listened to a lot of Jack Johnson, pretty good summer music. She was real into like Ben Harper and all that.
So you've got them. You've got them in your back pocket.
But the
guitar's getting passed around.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it'd always be, you know, the acoustic with the nylon strings at the campsite. High school was drums. Played in a couple weird bands, and then at the end of high school, kind of found myself into like a metal band. Did some recording at the Red Room in Helensville, and it was pretty good. And I was doing kind of guitar stuff on the side as well as like picking up bass. Bass was just mostly friends being like, I don't know how to play bass. I'm like, oh yeah, give it a try. Those are pretty much all I can kind of play, I think. I don't think I missed anything out.
Cool. As I mentioned before, you drum in numerous projects as well, and this your solo,
yep.
all alone. How does it work? I mean, it must be different, right?
It's completely different. I find this solo project's been technically it's been going on for since early late 2015, which is when I was kind of started writing songs. It's really different because it's all just pretty much recordings, just all me. A lot of them were just me screwing around on a little like 4-track tape recorder doing a couple demos. I always wanted it to be a group because this whole idea about Blush is to be like kind of like in the long term, I'm wanting it to be sort of like a collaboration type project where I kind of work with other awesome musicians and creative people in Aotearoa, Tamaki Makaurau. But in the sense, you know, I could kind of do everything, which I guess is a very challenging thing and kind of does take a lot of my mental strain, and it's why I guess it's taken so long for me to get to the stage, because I've been like recording, scrapping, re-recording like a million times, and not a million, like 10 or so times. Yeah,
I wanted to ask, how does confidence play into it?
Yeah, it's a good question,
because when you're with a group, you kind of auto, you know, you're like, oh, they haven't thrown me out of the band, so this must be a half decent idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas if you're by yourself,
yeah, scary. I played the first like official live performance that I did with Blush songs was at the Basement last year. Yeah, Vanessa and Amanda put on their Thursday Girls. They did a couple of kind of slam poetry nights there, and they'd have couple bands band play each month at each of the gigs, and they just like, yo, do you want to play some songs? I was like, yeah, sweet, all right. Like shitting myself, I was playing in like a full mini not like the smallest basement theater there, but it was packed full of people and some musicians in there that I really admired, and I was like, oh my fucking god, this is like happening. And I did it, and it was pretty good. Yeah, like apart from this, I never really did like singing stuff by myself, or if I did, it was just like real hardcore, like screaming and making noise and doing that, which I thought was, you know, rock and roll and pretty cool. But this is, I'm focusing a lot more on just like the songs in itself, I guess, which is why it's taken quite a long while for me to get to where I am now.
And as you mentioned, they're quite personal.
They are. A lot of the songs that I wrote, I was in a band with my friend, and when I left high school, called Rawis, and we did like some pretty noisy stuff because I was like, fuck yeah, carols are sick. I want to be a carols band. And that was just more like, you know, distortion and fucking reverb and stuff like that. I mean, the songs, I think near the end of that project, the songs did kind of get more what I wanted to continue doing, and then more into the involved into like Blush. And they are quite personal, just because I've had a lot of life experiences that I'm very at the time were very fucking scary, and right now kind of am grateful that it's happened, and just kind of find that they expressed into my songs. A lot of them about my partner Corinne, a lot of them about, I find love, and also I say love in a sense, you know, love for everyone and for friends and family and for people that I'm really close with in my day to day. Also about finding a lot of the songs that I'm now recently writing are about just living, I guess, in the sense of like living in Auckland and like the financial struggle. I don't know. I find personal songs kind of flow quite easily out of me, which is, I don't know, it's quite interesting, I think. Yeah.
Why is that?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I'm a young person just exploring, dipping my feet in the waters and trying to see what life's about. I don't know. I guess I'll have to see in maybe the next couple of years, but yeah.
We'll stop in again.
That'll be good.
What were the names of those first two songs?
The first one was Drive. That was one of the first songs I'd kind of written for Blush. It was about actually trips that Corinne and I would go to. We'd drive to like Muriwai Beach and various other places outside of Auckland. We went to Hamilton Gardens quite a bit. Just recently went to the Mount, just I sat in Papamoa, which was lovely. That song was more about just getting, I guess, out of the hustle and bustle. And at the time, I know Corinne and I were struggling quite a lot with mental health. And we found that going on road trips, driving, especially out of Auckland, was definitely a big positive and a really, really lovely, experiences and times. The second song was called 25. And that's a song I wrote when I was in bed at one of my flats in Mount Albert, and kind of wondering what this whole life thing is really about, and kind of freaking out, thinking, oh, where the hell am I going to be when I'm 25? You know, I don't know. And essentially, I think at that time, I think a lot of my friends had kind of were off doing their own thing, kind of, you know, it wasn't, my life with them wasn't quite what it was back, you know, when we were a lot younger, and I was kind of looking into that and kind of experimenting with that a little bit as well.
And yeah. So this next song
I've never actually played to anyone.
Yes.
This one is actually not going to be off of the album that I'm working on now. It's going to be on hopefully a future album. This one, it could be called Frangipani Girl. This one is kind of looking into, this song was kind of inspired when I was at parties, kind of looking at, you know, the two couples kind of sitting on a couch and, you know, just seeing the feelings and expressions that they would kind of add to, I guess, the whole environment. I know it's probably pretty creepy, but I quite like looking at, like love in that sense, and kind of observing. I think it's quite a beautiful thing that people are very, they share such a personal thing in such a public space. And then kind of reflecting that back onto my own personal, you know, life and with my relationship with Corinne. Yeah, I think that's pretty much that song.
Kiria, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I look forward to hearing the song. We're just going to tee everything up. Just get to move that microphone back in, and then we'll be good to go.
Guess you hear that all the time. And when two people seem to fill the room up, the feeling is so divine. But don't worry, it gets better above all the stormy weather. There are some beans and sweet fruits from the vine. When I'm with you, there's magic in the air. When I'm with you, I know I don't feel scared anymore. 'Cause when I'm with you, you're my secret little pearl. Oh, when I'm with you, my frangipani girl. You take me places in my dreams that I've somehow never seen. And when we grow up, will our children go to those places that we've been? I'm not scared and I feel happy, you and me under the palm trees. When I wake, I hope this feeling sticks with me. 'Cause when I'm with you, there's magic in the air. And when I'm with you, I know I don't feel scared anymore. Cause when I'm with you, you're my secret little pearl. Oh, when I'm with you, my frangipani girl. Don't have any cares in the world. Oh, when I'm with you, you're my secret little pearl. Oh, when I'm with you, my frangipani girl. Oh, 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 when I'm with you.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.